You found a jet tour through the New Testament with John MacArthur, pastor, conference speaker, and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. I'm your host, Bill Wright. You know, each day on this program, John MacArthur identifies the crucial point of a New Testament book. Today's broadcast focuses on Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. So, John, tell our listeners what they need to know about 2 Corinthians.
I think 2 Corinthians is the most personal letter in all of Paul's writings. The letters that he wrote typically were addressed to churches, focused on churches, what was going on in the church, what was wrong with the church, how it needed to be corrected, what was good about the church, how it needed to be affirmed and applauded, instruction for the church, what it needed to do to be stronger, to be more effective in its expressions of faith and worship as well as evangelism. But 2 Corinthians is not so much about the church. It's really about Paul. Paul is in a position where he is being criticized, literally being condemned, and being condemned by people in the Corinthian church which he planted. False teachers had arrived in Corinth, and in order to take control of that church, they had to destroy the people's confidence in Paul, so there was just one massive attack by demon-possessed false teachers on Paul. He writes 2 Corinthians to defend his own integrity, his own character. It's hard for him to do because he's humble, but he has to do it. So 2 Corinthians presents the clearest, most concise defense of a faithful apostle, as well as one of the greatest statements on the substitutionary atonement of Christ to be found anywhere in Scripture.
Thanks for listening to A Jet Tour Through the New Testament with John MacArthur. To learn more about this program and the 33-volume MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.